Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tiger is back, everybody, and he's feeling pretty good about his chances of pulling off a Masters victory that would make even his 2019 comeback from spinal fusion surgery look like an understated win by comparison. Hey, Kieran.
Were you watching him yesterday, Owen?
Opening round 71. And it's not even so much how he's playing, it's how he's carrying himself, how he's talking. He says afterwards that he's right where he needs to be. I mean, still four shots off the lead, but that's, in Tiger's world, that is right in contention.
I mean, he can't bend down to read putts. He can't really walk.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched like his first two shots yesterday. And I was like, if this guy goes around in level par, it's a miracle. It's an actual miracle if he goes around in level par. And then, what was I watching yesterday? It was absolutely absurd. Completely and utterly absurd.
It's his first tournament back since the car accident last year. And there was talk early in the week that this would be a game day decision. He was going to rock up to Augusta, practice and just test everything out and see if he was up for playing the tournament come tea time on Thursday. But Matty Clerken was having none of that guff.
The thing that we always sort of forget about Woods is that he's a ferocious drama queen and always has been. You know, all this kind of stuff, you know, how he spent his early life trying to bubble himself off from the world around him. But like, a lot of that was so performative, you know, and he always has been. He always has, you know, measured himself, not even really against Jack Nicklaus or the gods of golf. He has always measured himself against Jordan, against Ali, against the impact that these sort of transcendent crossover sports stars can have. That's what he's always going on about, you know, or it at least was in his at his peak, you know, about what an athlete he wanted to be and, you know, all the sort of Navy SEAL training and all that sort of stuff. Like, he has always been somebody who, although he makes a big show of shunning the spotlight, he knows the spotlight. He knows how to do it. And like, this carry on of its game day decision, he was all, as soon as he was taking Justin Thomas and Charlie Woods, his son, up there last week for a practice round. Once he got around that and then came back, if he had done that and then said, no, I can't do it, then fair enough. But once he came back a second time on Sunday, absolutely, of course he would play.
Mal also said there was absolutely no way Tiger could win, so let's just say, if you're hearing Malachy Clerken's voice again on the podcast next week, it will probably indicate that Tiger Woods has won the Masters. A great time tonight as well. His tea time is 20 to 7, unless that's changed in the meantime. It's certainly an evening time tea time, which is apt on Friday night, which is perfect viewing, just to make sure he gets in there for the weekend, and then we'll see what happens. There's a big week of football as well as Tiger. Burnley Everton was really the highlight in the second captain's universe over and above the Champions League. But there was lots to enjoy in the Champions League as well, including the performance of Karim Benzema, whose hat-trick had Jonathan Wilson musing about how different things could have been for Real if they'd gone all in on Benzema earlier in his career.
Yeah, I mean, imagine what they could have won if they hadn't wasted all that money and time on Ronaldo, who only won two league titles in his 9 seasons at Real Madrid, which, I still don't think he was great for them, even if he did win 4 Champions Leagues. But yeah, Gareth Bale also won 4 Champions Leagues.
You genuinely think that Ronaldo wasn't great for Real Madrid?
I mean, look, in some ways he was, but I think that, to only win 2 league titles in 9 years... With the money they spent.
Can you think of any reasons for that that may have been playing for Barcelona at the time?
Well, yeah, look, I mean, they were against one of the great teams in the world, certainly in the early part of that period, yes. But, 2-9 is not good.
But let's not gloss over the 4 Champions Leagues that you mentioned there and all the individual accolades that he won while he was there.
Yeah, I don't think we should gloss over those either, Owen, actually.
And then look, he clearly is a great player. I just think the... You know, imagine if they'd had Bale and Benzema together and hadn't had the other bloke getting in the way.
Bale. Do you know that Ronaldo scored more goals with his left foot than Bale?
Good. I mean, he doesn't do anything else, does he?
I think we're all agreed.
Gareth Bale plays about 3 games a season these days. I mean, how many 20-foot putts has Ronaldo sunk in that time?
I got to say, I'm not with Jonathan Wilson on this. I like him. He thinks cogently. Yeah, he writes fluently.
Yeah, he does. He does both of those things.
I do think you have to accept that Cristiano Ronaldo at his peak was very, very good for Real Madrid.
Listen, there can exist in the world a divergence of opinions, and that's what the Second Captain World Service is all about. On, diverging opinions coming together in a cordial, or in your case, sneery and sarcastic fashion. There in that clip that we just played. Just to thrash out the major issues of it.
Don't sneer. No, it was more myself and Ken were kind of shocked because, we know some of Jonathan's thoughts on, he's not afraid to say that Leo Messi, for example, is not going to improve Paris Saint-Germain. He's not afraid to obviously say things about Cristiano Ronaldo that Ronaldo lovers wouldn't like. But that particular one just kind of shocked myself and Ken at the same time.
No, you chortled at him last August when he said that PSG are less likely to win the Champions League with Leo Messi. It turns out he was absolutely correct. Perhaps emboldened by the positive response to him calling it so early in August. Maybe he's just, He's just rolling with it now,
We obviously had all the Champions League coverage this week and we'll do again throughout the rest of the knockout stages, which never fail to give us stuff to talk about on the World Service. I'll give it that. And today, the podcast is already out, it tells me here, Murph. I haven't even heard this one yet because it's a Kennedy political podcast. Mm. Ken spoke to Oliver Bullough about his new book, Butler to the World, How Britain Became the Servant of Tycoons, Tax Dodgers, Kleptocrats and Criminals. The question being asked... Obviously, this is a very, very relevant conversation at the moment. And the question being asked, why is Britain the number one destination for the international rich looking to salt away ill-gotten gains? This was a conversation full of surprises.
Everything is available and for sale in Britain. It's on just a vastly different scale to what's available anywhere else. I mean, the only rival is the United States. And the great difference in the United States is that they have law enforcement agencies that will actually prosecute people for breaking
the law. This was
the
thing that kept surprising me as I read the book. Like, how much less corrupt America seems to be, which is not something I necessarily would have expected. I mean, it's not like America's going to yield to anyone in the, when questions of greed or is there money to be made here? But they do seem to actually take law breaking a lot more seriously there than in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, they do, obviously, no one's going to argue that America's perfect. I mean, if you look at the amount of money that flows into politics there and so on, they clearly have different issues which require addressing. But in this question, in terms of, financial crime, financial skullduggery, they do investigate it, they do take it seriously, and they prosecute it, and they prosecute it hard. If you look at these fines that some of the banks have had to pay, $1 billion fine, $1.9 billion fine, colossal fines. There's never anything like that in the UK. When people get sent to prison in America for white collar offences, they can get really sizable prison terms. Yeah, that never, nothing like that ever happens here.
That podcast, John, actually also includes a discussion between myself and Ken about why, if you're going to have a butler, it simply has to be an English butler. So there's really a lot for you to get stuck in. There's really a lot for you to get stuck into this podcast.
So Butler to the World, you talked about the fine tradition
of butlering.
British, the butler. Butlering, yeah. I mean, some say it's a dying art. Well, I suppose it depends on your circumstances. But there you go. Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Owen.
I forgot to tell people.
Yeah, you should tell people. I mean, this is the whole idea of the promo. I mean, sure, we could just, you know, assail them with bon mot from the week. But I mean, you know, there's no such thing as a free podcast, is there?
Yeah, maybe. SecondCaptains.com, €5 a month plus VAT if you want to sign up and become a member of the Royal Service and hear all of these interviews in full. Now, thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Owen.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, they never go home, they never go home, those boys.
The second captain's World Service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.